Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about how we got to be a country that forcibly separates kids from their parents. Easy to figure out, we got trumped. The 45th president has dragged us down to his level, and every time you think we've reached a new low, he digs another sub-basement. And now it's normal. We become anesthetized, built up a tolerance. The very phrase President Donald Trump should be surreal. It's a Saturday Night Live skit. One of those not very funny Saturday Night Live skits they slide on after the second appearance of this week's band. But now, Mr. Big Tough Guy decides to institute zero tolerance for immigrant families. And he's taken down the entire Republican Party with him. But these enablers are fine. They've already acquiesced to being anti-logic and anti-environment and anti-democracy and anti-fidelity. Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III actually used the Bible to justify its policy separating immigrant parents from their children, using the exact same passage the South cited to defend slavery. But other administration officials utilized a whole bevy of excuses. The Democrats are responsible. We're just upholding the law. Using kids as hostages is not our policy. The courts made us do it. The Torah says it's okay. Obama did it. The vast majority are drug mules. They're just tiny future rapists. Crooked Hillary is to blame. Bill Clinton had an affair. 9/11 was an inside job. Putin should be emperor of the world. What kids? Finally, the president signed an executive order that changed the policy he formally claimed wasn't a policy and couldn't be changed. Then the first lady visits one of the detention centers while wearing a $39 jacket that had the words, "I don't really care, do you," painted on the back. Wow, at least she didn't offer the kids cake. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.